Let's begin. Okay, we had a Gemara. The Gemara says here I'm a rubber of a Nachman. If you're Mekadosh with $100, he says you can Mekadosh with a money, and then he gives her a Mashkon. So what's the din? The din is what? It's not a good Kedusha, because money ain't kan, Mashkon ain't kan. Right? What does money in kan, mashkon in kan mean? So the Ravid's shot was that there's no chov. You need the landscape of a chov. Mashkon's meaningless unless it's in the landscape of a chov. Okay? So therefore, since the landscape of the chov is meaningless, since you don't have a chov, if you don't have a landscape of chov, the mashkon's meaningless. That was the sheet of the Ravid. And then the sheet of the Ramban was that you could create a schaivis, but you can't mekadesh the woman, right? And what was the third shot? The third shot was the Rimigash that said that Mashkin's only meaningful if you do it b'shas halva or shelo b'shas halva. Right? If you do it b'shas halva or you do it shelo b'shas halva, then it's only meaningful. But stamazoy, you can't make kinyonim on a Mashkin. Mashkin is meaningless outside of b'zman halva or shelo b'zman halva.
What do you mean okay? By shelo b'zman halva? Like a week later?
In other words, we're going to get to that today, b'zishem, that a mashkin's kona b'shas halva or shelo b'shas halva. Okay? It's definitely shelo b'shas halva, it's kona. The question is b'shas halva. Okay. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, what did it say? What was Gemara's Kasha? Gemara's Kasha was that it's not a good Kedusha, money in kan, mashkin in kan, but the Rav asked for Nachman, that if a kaddish the mashkin, what's the din? The din is his good Kedusha, yes? So he said it wasn't a good Kedusha, and we find here it's a good Kedusha. So what's Gemara's answer? Mashkon da'cherim. So let's plug it in. That's the first thing we got to do today. Let's plug in the answer. What do you mean Mashkon da'cherim? What does Mashkon da'cherim mean? Meaning that I lent Yosef money, and he gave me a Mashkon, and I take that Mashkon Makadosher. So plug it in accordingly. According to the Rav, what's the answer? Why does that work? Because there was a Chov. I lent Yosef money. I took a Mashkon with that landscape. It's mamish mine, right? So therefore, I can mekadesh a woman. It plugs in very nicely, okay? If you hold like the sheet is arriving, there is a chov. No? There's definitely a chov. Because I lent money to Yosef, and what am I going to have a mashkon in return, right? Okay? So the mashkon, the mice, allows me to what? Allows me to mekadesh the woman. Okay, you got me? So that's according to the arriving. How do you plug it in according to the Ramban? What's the answer according to the Ramban? The Ramban says very beautifully. The answer according to the Ramban is what? What do we say according to the Ramban? Why it's not good? Because why? That's Agiri Gabe. What's Agiri Gabe? I give you a mashkon, and there was no loan. He's going to give it right back to me. You're not going to keep the mashkon permanently, correct? It's Agiri Gabe. It's tied to me. In this case, is it tied to me? It's not tied. It's not tied to you. It's not tied to you. I lent money to Yosef. You gave me a mashkon, it's mamish mine, right? It's mamish mine, it fits very beautifully. It's not a gita gabe. It works for the kedusha, because it's not a gita gabe the baal, right? In other words, I gave what's really mine to who? To the woman, right? There's nothing, there's no ties, lamaisa. There's nothing tying it down that really what? It's really not good. I had a full-fledged what? Full-fledged mashkin, so whatever I have, I gave it over to the woman. So that's good. Okay? And how do you plug it in according to the Rimigash? How would you plug it in according to the Rimigash? What's the third approach? How do you plug it in according to the Rimigash? Why is it good according to the Rimigash? What's the answer? So according to the Rimigash, and this is what Lomais is very interesting, because according to the Rimigash, what do we say? A mashkin's always meaningless. Unless you what? Unless you take it shelo b'shas halva or b'shas halva. So how do I go ahead and take the mashkon and kaddish a woman with it? Mashkon's meaningless. How can I do that? What's the answer? The answer is the following. And this is the Ksos HaChoshen, Simenai Bey, Sifkon Beis, quotes this Rimigash and asks the Kasha, how are you mekaddish mashkon acherim? It's not shaykh mashikha be mashkon. Right? I can't do a mashikha on a mashkon. So how do I give it over to a woman?
Why do you say that according to Rimigash?
That's the Rimigash Shita. Mashikha does not work on a mashkon. The only time mashkon works is when I lend the money or a week later, when Beis Din comes to collect it.
Okay, so there was a mashkon here.
Why? Right, but now when I'm a kaddish the woman, what am I giving her? There's no halachic transaction.
You're giving her the mashkon that was from before.
Yeah, but it's but Lamaisa only had meaningful with the first person. When I give her, it's meaningless.
Why?
Because a mashkin only means the time when I lent the money to Yosef, or a week later when I have, hasn't paid me back.
It's still,
here's a new party.
It still got the status as
a... No, it doesn't. It's a new party. It's a new woman. So how does it have any status?
If you give it to a new party, it loses its status.
So so we got to understand that. But the Pashup Shad, it doesn't mean anything because it's out of the context of a loan. I'm lending her money. How do I have the ability to do that? So the answer that I want to say over and want you to get this is the following. Let's get it. Is that Mashiacha... Let's get it. What is Mashiacha? What is the concept of Mashiacha? What does Mashiacha do?
Show your Bible.
What does Mashiacha do?
Show your Bible.
Mashiacha is you pull it out of the Rishus of the Bible. Yes? You pull it out of the Rishus of the Bible. Yeah? And the Mashkon of a Gufa Chayv, it's no Yatzim Rishus of Bible. Because why? Because it's going to come back to me. So it never went out of my Rishus. Mashiacha, Mashkon Acherim, what do I have? I have a little bit of a Kenyan. So whatever I have, I give over to what? That king is Joseph Mishu's Bible, and I give it over to the woman. Whatever I have, I give it over to the woman.
Well, I feel like they're just pushing shine.
Okay, that might be, but I'm trying to elaborate on that, why that's so. Because normally, it only has a meaningfulness, a mashkon is when I lend him the money, or a week later, a month later, when I want to collect. Okay? But Lamaisa regarding the woman, why should I have anything? But I'm giving over everything I have to the woman, I'm giving everything that I have to the woman. And therefore, that's considered to be good because the problem is that Mashiach is not good because I'm not taking out of my, I'm not giving it to Yosef because it's still by me, right? Because I can collect it. The answer is when I give it to the woman, I gave everything that I had over to her.
And therefore, she.
Therefore, it's a good kedushin. Correct.
Now has the good mashka.
Yes. Therefore, it's a good kedushin. So that's how we plugged in the. That's how I want to plug in the answer to the Gemara according to the three ma'apim to be shown. You have to plug that in. Okay. You have to plug in the three ma'afim rishonim. Yeah, you follow me? How the mashkon works? Kitz mashkon da'cherim is a good kedushin. You follow me? Mashkon da'cherim is a good kedushin. That's the din. Okay, money and kind of mashkon and kind of there was no law, but I lent you the money. I got a mashkon. I mekadosh the woman. You plug it in one of those three ways. Okay, that's the first mahalach I want you to get. Number one, number two, second mahalach. Let's get it. What are the end of the previous tosas? What do you say about shiduchim? What do you say about Shaduchim?
Yeah, they got to be careful.
He said you got to be careful. When you get engaged, you got to be careful that you do it in the right way, because if one of the two parties back out, you're going to have to pay money. But how do you do it? In what manner?
You have to say a few words.
So either you say what? You could take this what? You could take this automobile if you back out. Or you could say what? I'll give you $1,000 if I back out, but take the bicycles of Moscow. Is that good or not?
No.
So at the end of the day, Tosa says it is good. Why?
Which one?
The second case is good also. Why? Because it's a busha. You embarrass the other side when you pull out of the engagement.
Was
yes?
That, everyone agrees with
so that? That creates a call. That's what Tosa says. The end of the Tosa. Okay? So I want you to get this down. The rush does not... What's the svar of Tosa? That because it's a busha, you damage them. So you've got to pay. So you backed out of the engagement, so you damaged them.
Tosa doesn't say for sure, though. He says, Shem. He says, maybe you...
Tosis says at the end of the day, it's okay.
He
says Shemba. Okay, fine, good. But he says such a svar.
Yeah.
When you embarrass someone, you create a damage. Yes?
Yeah.
And therefore creates a chov, and therefore the mashkin makes sense. Please get it down. The Russian Simon Yud argues. The Rush says you need a full-fledged Kenyan. He says, forget about it. This does not work, this mashkin business. He doesn't hold it as esoteric damaging. You embarrass someone. Okay, it's not a nice thing to back out of the engagement, but you didn't embarrass them. You follow me? You did not embarrass him, and the halach is that what? The halach is that you need a real kinyan. If there's no kinyan, you don't. The mashkon is meaningless.
So it could be that
you get your bicycle back. What'd you say?
It could be that you still embarrass her. Just we don't take that.
But we don't call that as damages. Correct. We don't call that damages to create a chov enough. Please get that down. That's what the Rush writes right here in Simon Yud. Cholik Artisis. You need a kinyan. Okay. The Shach in Simon Reis Zayin Sifkon Chav Dalet says it's a knas. He says that it's a knas, that Tais is working within knas. That's how the Shach is mazbed with the Tais. We were mazbed with the Tais that it creates what? Creates like enough of a busha that he caused the hefsid. So it's kind of like you said, oh, you don't have to return it to me until I give you a moment. That's the way what? That's the one way you can learn it. But the Shach learns Pshat and Tais that it works within knas. The Rush says the whole Tais is wrong. You need a ginning. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says the following. There are certain things that work Ayyidei Amira. What are there certain things that work Ayyidei Amira? What are certain things that work Ayyidei Amira? Shiduchim, right? Shiduchim are hein from Nikna Bamira. So since Shiduchim are one of the things that are Nikna Bamira, so the din is Alach Lomaisa that what? That you don't even need a kinyan. There's a chov even without a kinyan. That's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden learns Pshat and Tosis.
That's an interesting.
So we're learning Tipshat and Tosis. Either the Shach says it's a what? A knas. Or Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it's what? Dvar Mahanik Nivamir.
Where does it say the Shidduchim is?
Gemara Ksuba Staf Kuf Beis.
Like
startup sikhtim.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a verbal pledge, a verbal agreement.
Why does it work like in Shidduchim? It's like
a shuram. That's what we assume it must be, because they're both families are so happy that they're in love with one another that they pledged this thing. Okay? So that's a concept called Dvarim Hainain Anikim Bamir. That's what this concept is called. Okay? Hainain Dvarim Anikim Bamir. That's the finish. Dvarim Anikim Bamir. Dvarim Anikim. Niknim Bamir. These are things that are acquired with just a simple what? Simple pledge. Halacha lomais. Okay? So since it's acquired with a simple pledge, that's the din. Varhane and Varma Niknim Bamir.
Why is that?
Hektish is Amir Legavah Kimisir Lahajitam. Hektish is you have an Amir, you have a Kinyan, and you say Amir Legavah Kimisir Lahajitam. That's Hashem Arts of Law. You shall be as a mocker. That Hashem's glory fills up the whole world, and therefore everything's in tune to become Kaddish. So as long as you make a king, you even do an amir, it's enough. Okay? So we got that pshat, that's the second malach I wanted you to get. First malach was what? The three malach from the Rishon to plug in the territory of the Gemara. What's the second malach? Second malach is the pshatim and taisis. Either works within knas, or works within what? Hene and Varma Niknim Ba'amir that creates a chov. Yes? However, the Rosh Hashanah and taisis is you need a king. Okay? Halach lomaisa. Alright, good. Very good. Now, lomaisa. Now, Lomais, I want to get to the following. Okay, let's get to it. Okay? Let's get to it, the Tisus. Okay? Let's get to the next Tisus, Halacha Lomais. Okay? Let's see the next Tisus inside. Okay? Mashkan Dachir. What do we say in the Gemara? What do we say in the Gemara? The Gemara says the what? A Balchov is going to Mashkan. How do you know a Balchov is going to Mashkan? Who's din? Reb Yitzchak's din. How do you know a Balchov is going to Mashkan? Because it says l'chotiyah sedaka. I can only do stuck with my own money. Yes, Simi? I can only do stuck with my own money. So therefore, if I have my own money, what's it din? It must be that I'm koneh. Because every night I got to return the blanket to the guy. I don't want him to sleep while he's cold. So the fact is, the Torah says I'm doing stuck. It must be that it's mine. Yes, b'alchov is koneh mashka. Okay, Adam, you got me. B'alchov is koneh mashka. The fact that it says l'chotiyah sedaka. So let's see the Tais inside. Mashkun Dachir. Go ahead, Adam. You read the Tais. Go ahead. Okay? Mashkun Dachir. Halacha Lamaisa, Mashkun Dachir. Now, there are 2 points in time when I lend money to Yosef that I can get my Mashkun. What are the 2 points in time? I can demand the Mashkun right now. Yes? When I lend the money. You listening? But when else can I demand the Mashkun? 30 days later. Stam Avah Shloshim Yom. Stam Avah Shloshim Gro Makas Taf what? I think it's Bezim and Bez, or Gimelim and Bez. I think it's Bezim and Bez. If I don't say how long the loan is, it's 30 days. Okay? Now, who can come and get the stuff from you? The Mashkal. That's what I wanted you to see in the Shulchan Aruch. Who's the one that can go and get it? You can't. If you go in the house, and if I go in the house and get it, I'm over a lav. The Shliach Bezim comes. That's in Simen Sadi Zion and Choshimish, based on Tzukim and Chumash. I gave you Siv Zion and Siv Tevav. That the Shliach Beis Din is the one that's got to go in and get it. You cannot go in. Okay? It's an Isser. In fact, the Shliach Beis Din has to stand outside. B'chutz Tamo. You remember that pasuk in Chumash? It says, B'chutz Tamo. Stand outside. In Boba, Maskin Oshlobus Asavah, Lo Yim Shechenehu Ba'atzmo. Shim Shechenehu Ba'atzmo, Oiver Balav. Beis, El Beis Din Shluchu Shluchom. Vav Shluchum Likantz Lebeis Tal Maskin. So who goes? The Shliach Beis Din goes to Yosef's house and he's got to stand outside. You follow me? The Malvin himself cannot ever come. It's a lav in the Torah. Shalom b'shas
alvah. Even to get the mashkan originally?
What'd you say?
Even to get the mashkan.
Even no. There's two points where you get a mashkan.
B'shas
alvah, yeah, then I can ask for the mashkan. But shalom b'shas alvah, when I'm tired of Yosef not paying me for 30 days, I want that mashkan, I cannot come forward. The Shliach Beis Din comes forward and he's got to stand outside. Okay? He's got to stand outside. Now, if he's playing games, Lomaisa, he's got the money inside, then the Shulchan Aruch says, Halach Lomaisa, then there might be a Teir in Lomaisa that you can what go inside if you're playing games and you have the money. But we don't like pressuring the Lov. And that's a manifestation of what? Of pressuring the Lov, Halach Lomaisa. Okay? We got that? It's very important. We don't want to what? We don't want to pressure the Lov if we don't have to. Halach Lomaisa. Okay? We got that clear? In fact, after 30 days, I can go. I get to the mashkon shliach beis, gives me himself to the beis. So everyone got that din? That's a halacha. Bachutz tamo. Stand outside, shliach beis. Not you. Okay? Clear? Okay. Now, let me ask you. What do you think is more powerful? What do you think is more powerful, Adam? This is counterintuitive. I was always bothered by this. When I take the mashkon of Yosef, which do you think is a better king? At the time of the loan or 3 days later? Which do you think is better?
You would probably think at the time.
I would have thought at the time. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, not true.
Why?
The Gemara says it's not true because halacha lemaaseh, it's like the mashkon is like it's a way station. You give me money, I get the mashkon, but it's not really I get the mashkon. After 30 days and you haven't paid me, it's looking already that maybe you're not going to pay me. So when I take the mashkon, it's much more of a powerful kinyan. You follow what I'm saying? Adam, you got me? In other words, there are two times when I can take the collateral. Ephraim, you got me? What are the two times? When I lend the money or what?
When you come to
or 30 days later. So the Gemara says very clearly in Bamatzia, 30 days later, it's a more powerful kinyan. Stephen, you follow me? 30 days later, why is it a more powerful kinyan? Because it looks already else is not going to pay me. So the collateral that I'm taking looks like it's mine. So it's much more powerful than kinyan.
Also, at the time of the loan, it was only given to get the loan off the ground.
Exactly. That's true also, Ben. Exactly. So what does the Gemara seem to be mashma here? What does our Gemara seem to be mashma? That what? That a Baal Kovitz Kono mashma seems like what? All the time. The Gemara never made a distinction between Shalom B'Shas and B'Shas Alvah. Please get that down. Our Gemara implies a Baal Kovitz Kono mashma no matter what. Both situations. Okay? That's the Nakuda that Tosis is going to ask. Our Gemara is mashma, it's Kona all the time. Lamais. Okay? Our Gemara is mashma all the time that it's Kona. That's the pshat of the Lakutei Chavar Ben Chayim.
Now who's Kona?
That the Baal Chov is Kona and the mashma in both situations. Okay. Doesn't make a distinction in our Gemara. It says Kitchen B'mashma. What does Kitchen B'mashma mean? All cases. Shalom B'shasav B'shasav.
Okay.
Our Gemara doesn't make a distinction.
Even though the
says Kitchen B'Achayrim is good.
Even though the second one's stronger,
I understand what I'm saying. In the Pshat and the Gemara does not distinguish between, oh, it's only Mashkun B'Achayrim. If I'm a Kaddish woman, it's good Shalom B'Shasav. It's Mashkun. All cases are
okay,
good.
Okay, but why would you think to make a distinction? Just because it's
stronger. Because the Gemara Bava Metzia makes a distinction.
Because it says it's stronger.
Yeah, it says it's Kona. Okay, but it says it's Kona. That's what we got to see. That's what Tosis is bothered by. Okay.
Yes. What you're saying, Pshat.
Okay. Good. Let's see. Let's see the beginning of Tosis, Adam. Go ahead. Mashkan da'achirim k'rabi Yitzchak. Go ahead.
Mashkan da'achirim k'rabi Yitzchak.
Period. What does that mean? Get it down. Babitzia pei beizim and aleph. Babitzia simi pei beizim and aleph and shvuas. Mendal Manav. The Gemara says, Vitisbara? Do you think like this? Reb Yitzchak's only talking about what? Reb Yitzchak's only talking about Shalom B'Shas Alvah. He's not talking about B'Shas Alvah. He's talking about Shalom B'Shas Alvah. So Tosis is bothered by this. What is going on? Our Gemara does not distinguish between what? B'Shas Alvah, Shalom B'Shas Alvah. It says, Mashkin Nachir is always good, no? You follow me?
Yeah.
Adam, Mashkin Nechirim is always a good Kiddushin. But the Gemara didn't distinguish whether you take it B'Shasav or Shalom B'Shasav, it's always good. But what does the Gemara say in Shavuos and above Metziah? It says that when does Rabbi Yitzchak say about Chovs Kona Mashkin Stephen? Only when? Only when? B'Shas, Shalom B'Shasav. It's much stronger. 30 days later, he hasn't paid me. So the Mashkin already looks like it's going to be in place of the loan. Then I'm Kona. But when I lend him the money at the time I take the mashkin, it's just it's a weighing station.
So you're not even koned at that time?
That's what the Gemara says. Vitisbara? What does Vitisbara mean? Do you think like this? Do you think like this? Vitisbara, do you think like this? What does that mean, Vitisbara? Reb Yitzchak's only Shalom B'Shas Alvah. And our Gemara's mashma when? What is our Gemara mashma? That mashkin Nechem is B'Kadesh is all situations. Bein Shalom B'Shas Alvah and Bein B'Shas Alvah. That's what Tosis is bothered by. Okay, we got that? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what Tosis is bothered by. That's his kasha. Afogav is always a what? Implied? Kasha. Correct. Even though it doesn't say in Tomer or Tema. Simi, we got it? That's Tosis kasha. Okay? Go ahead, Adam. So put the period there. Go ahead. So it gives an answer. Go ahead.
The
Kinyan. Kinyan Gomer. 30 days later, Vahov, you're going to mash with Kinyan Gomer. Adshi Yifta, period. Then it's Mamish mine until Yosef what? Bless you. Pays me back. Period after Shifta. Go ahead.
Bishas.
Bishas Alva. Shibude. Bishas Alva. Olim lay. What does Olim mean? What does the word Olim mean?
Strong.
Bishas Alva. It's strong enough. The Shibu to be considered Mamon. Lekadish Boisha. And to be Kohen Avodim Mekarkos. Meaning, what is Toysis Mekadish? Can you Mekadish a woman with a Mashi Mishas Alva, Adam? Yes or no?
Yes.
For other areas, it's bad. But he says to make a transaction, Mayor, to Mekadish a woman, to buy an Evan, to buy Karka, it's good. It's an amazing Kiddush that Toysis says. Amazing. Toysis says normally, a Baal Chov is Kona Mashi Shalom Mishas Alva. Bishasava is not Kona. But for areas of Mekadosh a woman, it's good. Now, other Rishonim, please get it down. The other Rishonim, namely the Rashba, and the Ran and Gittin, yes? And the Ritva, they all say, even though the Gemara said it is bra, it's not true. It's a fake out. Reb Yitzchak applies in all situations. The Gemara was just saying, Bederech Techiyah. Okay? The Gemara was just saying, Bederech Techiyah. But Reb Yitzchak meant in both situations, you kona mashka. So according to them, the kasha doesn't start.
The Gemara in Bavitzian.
Yes, the Gemara in Bavitzian, Shmuz, when it said Tizbo, was just Derech Techuya. Because we never found Reb Yitzchak say it explicitly, but we assume he meant both tracks. So if you assume he meant both tracks, the kasha doesn't start. Of course you can be Kaddish woman. Okay?
So
Allah Alamaisa.
According to them, the Gemara in Bavitzian is saying that both.
Yes, Bein B'Shasava, Bein Shalom B'Shasava works well with our Gemara.
You'd be Kona.
Exactly, the Kasha of Tosis doesn't start. Correct. You'd be Kona. And in fact, the Rambam Shita, Simi Pirakei Allah Chav Gimel Nichol Sishas. Yeah? Pirakei Allah Chav Gimel Nichol Sishas says, according to the Rif in the Rambam, Abachov is Kona Mashkin, Bein Mishkan B'Shasava, Bein Shalom B'Shasava. There it is. Allah Alamaisa. The Chiluk in the Gemara between B'Shasava, Shalom B'Shasava is not a Chiluk Alibi de Hilchasa. Okay? That's what the Machane Ephraim writes. The sheep is Rashi. Allah Allah Mais. Okay.
So, how did the Rashba read
what I was saying?
What the Gemara just been there? The Chiyah. Reb Yitzchak meant across the board. So I'm saying there are Rishonim that don't like this Chiyah.
So Tizbro is just read as
Derech the Chiyah. Correct.
What is Shulchan saying?
So it's the Rif and the Rambam say Ba'chov Konamash for both cases. Yes.
Yeah.
But Allah Allah Mais. But the Lechem Mishnah has to steer in the tour. What's the steer in the tour? What's the steer in the tour? The steer in the tour is that in Choshen Mishpat Simenai in Beis, he says, Bein Mishas Alva, Bein Shalom Mishas Alva, you're a Shomer Sucker, because you're Kona the Mashko. So in Choshen Mishpat, the tour writes, Baal Chov's Kona Mashko in both tracks. And in Ibn Ezra Simen Choftes, he says, a woman is not Miskadeshes, with Shas Alva. So it seems like a steer in the Maisa in the tour. Okay? Seems like a steer in the tour. But Halacha Lamaisa, I want you to note this. It's an interesting din, and the Mishnah Melech quotes this. It's very interesting. Mishnah Melech in the Chaskiris Perikudo Chalaf quotes a Chuvas Ma'arit, Salahon. A mashkon after the loan, the lover could give out of his own volition. You could give it to me out of your own volition, and I would be konen. The Mishnah Melech is cholik and says, no way. A mashkon, the Shlobis Asava, the only way I'm konen is when the Shliach Beis gets it Baal Korcha. Okay? So please get that nekuda. When you say a Baal Chov is Kona the Mashka Shlom B'Shas Alva, is that only when the Shliach Beis went in and got it, and then I'm Kona Baal Korcha? Or if, let's say after 30 days you feel bad for me that you haven't paid me back, and you give it out of your own will. Am I also still Kona? It's a Machloikis. Okay? And the Xos says it's a Machloikis. The Rama's Mashu like the Maritats, and the Rimigash is holding like the Mishnah Lamelech, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a Machloikis. So I want you to get this. Halacha Lamaisa. I'm that Nakuda Baal Chayiv Kona Mashka. Baal Chayiv Kona Mashka and Shalom B'Shas Alva, is it only when he took it Baal Korcha? Or is it even when he Lova gives it on my own volition? Maybe it's only when it's Baal Korcha. The Jews Ma'arit Ma'alon says it's good even if he gives it a Ratzel. Mishmah says, no way. You need to do it Baal Korcha. The Rama's Mashma, even if he gives out like the Maritats. Rimigash is like who? It's like the Mishnah. So it comes out the Rama's against the father, his father's Rebbe. You got me? Okay? So what I'm pointing out here, guys, is that what? There are some Rishonim that say what? That this kasha doesn't even start. Okay? Because it rebukes his kona across the board like our Gemara's mashkun. Mashkun d'acher is a good kedushin no matter what across the board. Klor? You got it? Okay. But let's assume like Shitas HaTaisis. Okay? Let's assume like Shitas HaTaisis. What do I mean let's assume like Shitas HaTaisis? What do I mean, Meir? That a Baal Chov is only kona shalom? Shasalva. Correct. But Tosus by us, this is, I want you to get this. Tosus by us is Mechadish. That despite the fact that a Mashkum Shasalva is not kona, yes? You still give me Mechadish and Isha. Yes? We're going to have to be Mazrel. He says, Olam Le Shibude. The Shubud is so strong. So I want you to know something. Simi, let's get it done. Adam, let's get it done. Tosus and Gittin argues on our Tosus. Tosus and Gittin, Medaf Lamed Ches. This is a great example, guys, of someone asks you, stops you on the street, says, give me a topic where there are two Tosim and Shas that are cholik one another. Yeah, this is a great example. Happens all the time, there's no doubt in front. Happened to me in Ertisol 7 times. So I was walking the streets, and someone asked me a kasha, wanted to know something where something was. I'm not kidding you. In Shas. Remind me the story, I got lucky, answer the question. Rav Lichten seen Lamaisa, you know, when he came for the, when Rav Gusman met Aliyah, he came right before the Yom Kippur War, and Rav Lichtenstein wanted to do something during the Yom Kippur War. So he was a milkman. He was delivering milk. So he delivered the milk to Rav Gusman. He didn't know Rav Gusman. So they got to talking, and Rav Gusman was asking him kashas, and he knew everything. So Rav Gusman turned to his wife and said, it's unbelievable. In Yerushalayim, even the milkmen know shas. He didn't know that, little did he know that it was Rav Lichtenstein. They became very close afterwards.
The story is involved.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Okay, I knew you were going to say that.
Rav Khan, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I saw that. Someone showed me that. Yeah. But you know what? Why'd you have to spoil it? Okay, right. Okay.
I like the story.
It's a great story.
I don't think
it's right. I'm arguing. I'll argue.
You love your claim.
I'm arguing. I'm claiming that.
Yeah.
I think the story's true. Okay, so listen to this. This is a good example of Meisim.
I like the story.
You know, say for I was in the Kotel, and the Tosfos says the Gemara in Shabbos and the Shisha Sidur Mishnah and Ezekiel is like Yeshua. So I said to the elderly man, I said, why isn't Zeke Yeshua? He says, Adam Shu Zeke Yeshua. He told me the pshat, a guy that's damaged needs salvation. So he's right, push up shot, right? Okay, good. So let's get this. So what's the machlekes? Please get it down. Tosin getting daflamet ches, okay? Actually, it's daflamet zayin. Please get it. According to Reb Yitzchak, when are you kona mashkon? Mayor? Shalom b'shas alvah. What about b'shas alvah? You're not kona. But can you be mekadosh a woman or not? Please get it down. According to our Tosas, yes. Tosa Gittin says, no way. Tosa Gittin says, absolutely no way. There is no way. And Tosa Bob Metzia, Pei Bezim and Bei says, no way. And the Rosh and the Tosas read by us, they all cholik on Tosas. They say, nothing doing. There is no way. You can't mekadosh a woman at all. Forget about it. Nothing doing. It's not yours. How can you mekadosh the woman? Okay? You got this? So this line of Tosfos is critical. You got to write in your notes that Tosfos Gittin and Tosfos Bamitzia say it's dead wrong. The Rosh and the Tosfos Rid say it's dead wrong. Halacha l'maisa. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Pnei Yoshua is so upset about this in Gittin, he says it's Ein Ela Divrei Nevi'os. He says this is prophecy. You know what he mean when you say Divrei Nevi'os? What do you think that means when you say Ein Ela Divrei Nevi'os? What do you think that means?
Nothing.
It means it's not envious. It means it's not prophecy. Please get it down. You want me to show you something even unbelievable more? Look at the Tosfos Riazakin. Look at the Tosfos Riazakin. What are the last four words he says? What are the last four words he says? He says, also Shibud Nasan Lazeh, the Zeh Hevel. What does Hevel mean?
Faith.
What is Hevel?
Nothing.
Vanity. Nothing. Underline it there. The Tosfos Riazakin says Zeh Hevel. See the Tosfos Riazakin?
Which one?
Right here, Zehevel, right before Reprite. He says, Zehevel. Lamais. He says, Zehevel. It's vanity. He says, I can't believe this. If you're not Conan, how do you make out as a woman with it?
Sounds like the Rashbin.
The Rashbin Gittin says, what's the Svara? There's no Svara for it, Lamais.
There isn't
Bob Mitzia? Bob Mitzia, Pei Bezim, Beis, in Moscow, Amor. Pnei Yeshua and Gittin says, the Divin Nevi'is. Tilchus of low time it. It's Bob Mitzilchus of low time it. It's a Dachapella. You hear the kasha? If you're not kind, how do you? What does it mean, olim le shibude? Olim train. Oh, I can lift. How much can you guys bench? How much can you bench? Come on.
I can buy a house for
100, 800 pounds? How much can you bench? Right? What does Tysus say? Tysus, Olam Le Shibude. I didn't say I can bench 800. What does Olam Le Shibude mean?
You can buy a house for
800. So what does Tysus say? What does Tysus say? Olam Le Shibude? What does Olam Le Shibude mean?
Okay, sure.
So what does Olam Le mean? You know what I mean? What is it? We have to understand what it means. So I'm highlighting the Rishonim that say it's not right. It's mamish not right.
Sounds like one of those rabbis.
Okay. So what do you think the svar is? So I want you to get this down. Please get it. Okay? The reason why Tyson Gittin and the Rush are so convinced here is because when there's a and we'll get to this more tomorrow, it'll be better. But what is the level of responsibility of liability of Shmir Meir when I'm a Shomer Sofer? Actually, I spilled the beans. I lent Yosef money, I think it's Mashkon. I have to guard the Mashkon. You know what liability of Shmir is? How many Shomerim are there? Shomer Chinim Skyim Pshia. Shomer Sokos Chayim Ganeim and Aveda, because he's paid. A renter, Machlis of Mary Buda, Mishnah Bobitsia, pay him a beige. We pass in a Shomer, a renter is like a Shomer Soccer. He's only Chayim and Pshia and Ganeim and Aveda. What's the fourth guy? A Shoal, a borrower. Kola Nashalo, and he's not paying for it. So he's Chayim even an Onsen. What's the only thing that a Shoal is punter from? Mace Machmas Molochan. I thought the keep him, I'll tell you this. Sadi Bobim Beis, Bobim Tzia. What do you mean? I borrow your car. I'm able to drive the car. If it dies in the middle, I'm a punter from that. I'm only chayv if a lightning bolt hits the car. Yes? Those are the four. I told him, keep it down in the sit. Sadi vavam beis. What am I supposed to keep the car in the garage? You follow what I'm saying? The four shomer. Okay? So what is my liability to Shmira when I have the shomer suffer? When I take your mashkel? You know what the Gemara says? This is what Tyson getting in the rush say in Bob Metzia. They want to learn you become a shomer suffer. Why am I a Shomer Socher? Why am I a Shomer Socher? Where's my payment? Where's my payment? Because I can Mekadosh a woman with it. That's only Shalom Shas Alvah. You follow what I said? What makes me a Shomer Socher? Of a Mishka, of a Mashka. What makes me a Shomer Socher of a Mashka? The fact that I can Mekadosh a woman, Shalom Shas Alvah. So they see that Shalom Shas Alvah, it's clearer than I'm Conan. But b'shasava, I don't become a Shomer Socher because I don't have that benefit of what? You follow what I'm saying? I don't have that benefit of being the Kaddish woman. You follow what I'm saying? Tosfos says that I'm only a Shomer Socher when what? When am I a Shomer Socher? Only when what? When it's Shalom b'shasava, I'm going to the Mashkon. Shalom b'shasava, because what's my benefit? What made me a Shomer Socher that I paid? Because I have the ability to what? I have the ability to Mekadosh a woman. So he says to Tyson Gittin and the Rush here that you see from that the only time you have the ability to Mekadosh a woman is when you're Kona Mashma Shalo B'Shasavah. Mashma B'Shasavah, you do not have that privilege. And therefore, since you don't have that privilege, you're not a Shomer Socher.
Yeah.
You got that? Please get that down. That's his riot. That's their riot. It's very strong. The problem is in our Tysus. How are you Mekadosh a woman? Yes? How are you Mekadosh a woman with a mashkum bizman hava when dafka what? When do I become a shomer socher? With a mashkum only shalom bizman hava. That's our problem with the Tosis. Okay? So Tosis very, very, very mechudish. Tosis very mechudish. Olam le shibude. That since what? Since I have a kinyan shalom bishas hava, I have enough of the kinyan bishas hava to Mekadosh a woman. Yeah? It's a chidish niflut. Tyson getting this divin nevias. Zeheva. Right? Mm-hmm. Moreover, what's the difficulty? The Gemara says you're a shomer socher for only a mashka shalom b'shasavah. Because you can kaddish a woman. Mashka shalom b'shasavah, you're not a shomer socher because you don't have that privilege of a kaddish woman. How are you going to get out of that? According to our Tyson.
Can we say that last part again?
Yes. According to our... Why does Tyson and Gittin and Tyson Bobitsi approve that they're right?
Was that their rate?
Yes, they say that B'Shasalvah, King of Ashkenaz, you can't Mekadosh a woman with. Cannot. Why? Because they claim the Gemara says above Metzia, when does a Baal Chov, Kona the Ashkenaz, it becomes a Shomer Socher? When? What type of Ashkenaz? Only Shalom B'Shasalvah. Why? Because you have a privilege to Mekadosh a woman. That's why you call your pay. That's why you call a Shomer Socher. What does that imply? That a Ashkenaz B'Shasalvah, you're not a Shomer Socher because you don't have the privilege to Mekadosh a woman. But our Tosa says you can Mekadosh a woman with a Mashkum Shas Alvah. How do you get out of that when the Gemara says not a Shomer Socher? You follow that?
And how does the Rashba do that also?
What'd you say?
Remember how we said the Rashba says that that Rabbi Yitzchak holds that there's a kinyan for both?
I mean, the Rishonim would say it's across the board. That's not a problem, because they say it's a kinyan for both. The Rishonim would say not that way. They say it's a kinyan for both.
Yeah.
How do they don't read the Gemara? They read the Gemara differently. Okay. They'll read the Gemara above and see you're a Shomer Sacher for both. Correct. It's good horror. Those Rishonim will say that you're a Shomer Sacher for both. Correct. Well said. But we're working with the Rishonim to make the split. That don't say it was Derech Techuyu. They took the Gemara seriously. You follow me? That's what I want to stress, Pinchas. That this machloik is between the two tosses and the machloik is between the two tosses. Put it in the left eye, put it away. You know, the machloik is between the two tosses is what? What's the machloik between the two tosses is within the what? Within the distinction of the Gemara. You follow me? Mm-hmm. That you're not taking it there at the chuyu. Okay? According to those other Rishonim, it's good. Okay. So how are we going to get out of this? And who asked this kasha? The Korban Nisano right here under the rush. An Osiyu. Asked this kasha. Okay, you got it, Ephraim? The kasha is like this. The Gemara says above Metziah, at least the way that Rishonim want to read the Gemara, as you're only a Shomer Sacher, I'm the Maskin Shalom Shasalva, because you have a privilege of a Kaddish woman. Therefore, it's like you're paid. That makes you a Shomer Sacher. You got me? Maskin that a Maskin Shasalva, you don't have the privilege of a Kaddish woman, you're not a Shomer Sacher. That's how they want to read the Gemara.
Can you answer the question, though?
So that's what we're answering now. How is Tosfos going to answer that Gemara? That's what the Korban Sadal asks. And the Karnei Reim and Gittin asked this Kasha on the Marsha who learned up this Pshat in the Rush. Okay? The Marsha is the one who learned up this Pshat in the Rush that proved this. Halacha L'maisa. So our Tais is very difficult. Olim Le Shibude. Again, you have to say that since it's powerful when you Shalom B'Shasava, even when I take it, when what? When you lent me the money, B'Shasava, there's enough of a kin that I can Mekadosh a woman. That's a big Chiddush Tais. But moreover, doesn't the Gemara Bavitzi assume that it's wrong? Because you're not called a Shomer Sacher. So I want you to get this. This is an ingenious answer. Okay? The Pshat is like this. The Pshat is like this. It's possible to say, why can't you Mekadosh a woman B'Shasava? That proves to me that what? That you're not a Shomer Sacher. Is that true? That doesn't prove to me you're not a Shomer Sacher. Because a Mashka B'Shasava, what's the din? You're not barvidach anything that you can makadish with a mashkal. Why? Because you could have been makadish with the money. Listen, I didn't have to lend you the money. I could use that money to makadish a woman. So you give me a mashkal at the same time. That doesn't prove anything. I'm not barvidach anything. You follow me? I lent him money. He gives me a mashkal. In Shasalva.
Okay.
Shasalva, I'm not marviach anything with my ability to Mekadosh a woman because I could have not lent him the money. I could have used that money to Mekadosh the woman instead.
Okay.
So you can't tell me that that's a benefit, halacha l'maisa. Because anyway, I could have been Mekadosh. Only after the 30 days when I don't have cash on me, and then I'm given a mashkon, that gives me the ability to Mekadosh a woman. That makes me halacha l'maisa, shomer sacher. So it's possible that I could still be the Kaddish woman with a mashkon of shasava, but I still will what? I still will not be a shomer sacher.
But at the time you give the mashkon.
No, but I want you to understand what I'm saying. Halacha l'maisa. It doesn't make you a shomer sacher. You follow what I'm saying? It doesn't make you a shomer sacher. The fact that what? It does not make you a shomer sacher. The fact that I'm a Kaddish woman when I got the mashkon is ma'alva. Because why? Because I could have not lent him the money, taken that money, Mekadosh the woman. So that doesn't make a privilege, that makes me a Shomer Sacher. But that doesn't preclude the concept that I still can be Mekadosh or the Master Mishas Havah. Our Tosos would say you still can be Mekadosh Mishas Havah, but that doesn't make me a Shomer Sacher. What does a Shomer Sacher mean? That I'm being paid for watching. How am I being paid for watching? That I can Mekadosh a woman, Mishman Havah. I could have been Mekadosh without giving you the loan. Use the money, Mekadosh. It's not a privilege. That doesn't make me a Shomer Sacher. But I still can be Mekadosh and Isha. I still can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. That's exactly the Maisha we can answer our Tosfos. That even though you can Mekadosh a woman, that doesn't make you a Shomer Sacher. The Nesivus writes the Simenayin Beisif Kanei. Yesh Yam Sham. Rav Zalman Nechemiah Shlita said Simenayin Beisif Chosh Mishpur. Yesh Yam Sham. There's a sea, the Yam of Talmud. The Yam of Talmud, L'maisa. Gemara Shas is a Yam, specifically Simenayim Beis Chayshim Mishpat, which is all about Mashkin. You follow what I'm saying? You hear what he's saying? He's saying, Simanayim Beis Yesham Sham. I remember him saying that. The Chiddush is that despite the fact that I'm a Kaddish and Isha B'Shas with a Mash B'Shas Avah, that doesn't make me a Shomer Sofer. Because that's not a benefit. I could have used the money instead of lending it to a Kaddish the woman. 30 days later, when I don't have cash on hand, and I want to Makadosh a woman, you give me a Mashkon, that's a benefit. That makes me a Shomer Sofer. Okay? So that's the Chiddush that I want to bring out to you guys. Okay, we got it? That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that we have a fundamental machlokes between two Tosim and Shas. If I take a Mashkon and Shas Alvar, is it strong enough to Makadosh a woman? Yes, according to our Tosis. You can buy karka, you can buy a vodim karka, you can Kaddish a woman. Tosik says, no way, it's different Nevi'is. Allah Lamais. It's different Nevi'is. Okay? Let me ask you a question. According to Tosis by us, that you can Kaddish a woman with it, so what does it mean that the Baal Chov is not Kona the Mashkin Yishas Alva? It's not Kona the Mashkin for what? What is he not Kona it for? If you can do all these transactions, what does it mean you're not Kona it for? You follow what I'm saying? You understand what I'm asking? If you can Makadosh a woman with it and buy karka and buy a vodim with it, and what's the manifestation that it's not yours? The Shasalva. You can do anything with it, no?
Good question, yeah.
It's a good question, no?
Yeah.
It's a good question. What,
it's the opposite.
I mean, what can you not do with it? You can do anything with it, no?
Yeah.
Right, so I want you to keep that in mind, okay? I want you to keep that kash in mind, but we have a fundamental machloikis halacha lamaisa regarding this issue, okay? Can't be Makadosh a woman. And that's his chiddush. That's the chiddush I want to bring out here. Olam le shibude.
Let's say you lose. You don't own anything except that mashkin, and you're a chayus. Can people come after? Can people take that mashkin?
So we'll see. It's a good point, Lomais. It's a that good could point. Could be. Maybe only for purposes of what? For purposes of Makadosh a woman. But it seems like Makadosh a woman do all these things. In what sense is not yours? You know what I mean? In one sense, it's not yours. So that's the difficulty. The Iker Kamara Satay says, L'kutei Chavar B'chayim. Since Rav Nachman said, Mashkin M'shas Alva, Ayri, the Gemara could have given the answer. What could the Gemara have answered? Would have been a beautiful answer.
Where? By Matia?
No, by us. What did it say? Mona Inkan, Mashkin Inkan. What did the Gemara ask from a Brysa? Kitchen of Mashkin is good. You know what Kitchen of Mashkin is? Shalom B'shas Alva. Why don't you give that answer? Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's Mashkin, the fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer, right? Comes out that the Gemara held even Mishas Alval Yukona. That's what Lekutei Chavar B'chayim says that Tosis also meant. That it's also good, Allah Alamai said, even Mishas Alval you're going to be Koinim. At least to Mekadosh the woman. Okay.
Because what did the Gemara say?
The Gemara could have given you a great answer. Kitchen B'mashkin, that hand is good. Shalom B'shas Alval. That was the type of kidney Shalom B'shas Alval. When we said Monokan Enkan, Mashkin Enkan, it's talking about what? Right? It's talking about, B'shas Alval. You're not Kona. Oh, even less than that. It's money and kind of asking. It wasn't even a halva. I'm just saying, Gemara could have given that answer.
What would the answer be?
Well, the answer to Kitchu Mashkin Acherim is good only when it was a Kenyan, B'shas, Shalom, B'shas Alva. But if B'shas Alva, it would be bad.
By the fact that the Gemara didn't say
by the fact that the Gemara didn't answer, Mashma, that you can Makadosh a woman with a Mashkin, even B'shas Alva.
Didn't we say that just how Tosos read it before? Meaning that's how Tosos came to start.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're backing that up. Correct. Okay. Let's go right now in the Tosis now. Go ahead. I just want you to note that kash in your minds. If you can Makadosh a woman by a vodim and karka, so what sense is Nakona? No. You know what I mean? What sense is Nakona? Tosis working within that pocket, no, within that track, they're Nakona. But if you can do all these things, only Shibude, go ahead. So what do you say?
The chain,
what? The chain Sarka Farish. Oh, go ahead. Eino Mishame. What does that mean? If you lend money on a mashkon, what's the din? What's the din in the seventh year of Shemitah comes? It's all debts. All debts are what? All debts are canceled. Prusbol is written, it keeps the debts intact, correct? That's the whole point of a prusbol. That's why everyone writes a prusbol for Shemitah year. What happens if I lend Yosef money and he gives me a mashkon and then Shemitah comes? What's the din? It does not cancel. It's a Mishnah and Shris. It's a Beferish and Mishnah. So what is Malva al Mashkon Mashma? What does the word Malva mean? It's Mashma, you gave me the mashkon what? Right away when I gave you the money. It's mashva b'shas alvo. Yes? So what does it say? It says Reb Yitzchok. Mefarsh Hashem Shemekalei, go ahead, Reb Yitzchok, go ahead. Oh, you mean, but I thought Reb Yitzchok Kaveh. Oh, that's a problem. And Reb Yitzchok, we said, is only kona when? Shelo b'shas alvo. You follow me? So we just answered our question, Ephraim. How do we answer our question? How do we answer our question? When you talk about Hilchos Shemitah, it's yours enough to mekadesh a woman with, but is it yours enough to be meshameh? Tosis is bothered by this. Reb Yitzchok Kaveh shelo b'shas alvoso. V'hamalve, go ahead. Ha'umnin. Okay, stop there now for a moment. So what do we have here? What's he bothered by? He's bothered by a great kasha. Malva Amashkon is what? What is Malva Amashkon? I lent you money, I have Amashkon. Does it cancel it or not? No, it doesn't cancel it. Why doesn't it cancel it? Because it's like I already collected it. The Amashkon represents as if I already collected it. You follow me? What is it Mashma though? When is the Baal Chov only Kona Amashkon? Quarter of Yitzhak. Shalom B'Shas Avah. Yes? But we said an exception. What was the exception, Ephraim? Can we catch a woman? My husband and my karka. But for Hilchos Shemitah?
It's
but in Hilchos Shemitah, I should not what? I shouldn't be koned. If I shouldn't be koned, then it should be mishamed. We just dug up an area. Remember I said what area is left? We just dug up an area for Shemitah. If you're only koned the mashkon shelo b'shas alvah, but the Gemara's mashkon, the Mishnah's mashkon, Shemitah's mavah mashkon, it works even what? Tzeinu mishamed even b'shas alvah. You shouldn't be koned. You follow me? That's the kasha. We just dug up an area. You follow me?
That's the difference.
That's the area. Right. So I'm Tosas Baba. What's going on here?
Because you're not fully koned.
Yeah, you're not fully koned. You're fully koned to the kaddish woman. Mm-hmm. To buy an eved, to buy a karka. But not like Abi Shemitah. The loan should go up in smoke. The only time a mashman blocks it is when one shalom b'shasava. When I'm koned. Shasava, I'm not koned. So what's going on in the Mishnah?
You say Shemitah's
Mishnah says Mabel. Let's see. Hello. Ella, what did you say? Ella Haki Perusho. Go ahead.
Ella Haki Perusho. Some came on the honey lane. Shalom, Bishas, also.
Legamri, period. Underline Legamri 86 times, right? Shalom, Bishas, also. I don't know why I said 86. Go ahead.
Or the Yigneh, who Bishas, also.
Ah! It's a svar that it also should work, acquire it b'shas alvah. Shalo? Shalo yishameh. It shouldn't cancel it. D'chashiv? Shalachicha. Biadecha. V'darshina b'sifri. V'lo? Your brothers you should cancel in your hand. Meaning if I lend Yosef money, Yosef, the law, Shemitah cancels it. But if I have your loan already in my pocket, then it's fine. So the fact that I have it in my pocket, it's enough. But it's b'shas alvah, I don't care. A new what? That's another category. I can mekadesh a woman, I can buy an eved, I can buy karka, and I also can keep the loan intact. So you were chiseling down all these areas.
Yeah.
You make such a big deal about it. Ramashkon, Shalom, Shasavah is Kona. Shasavah is not Kona. What do you mean? Our Tosis is not Kona, but there are many exceptions. Kedushin, by Avod, by Kark, and now we're saying Shemitah too as well. You got me? Now who argues on this? There are Rishonim, the Ramban. Let's get it. The Ramban says, forget about it. The Ramban says, not true. The Ramban says,
here?
No, the Ramban in the Chomus and Sochman and Shuas. And the Tosis read by us says, it's all heaven. As I said, the Rashba says, forget about it. The only time a Malv is in a Mishamid is when what? Mashkon is in a Mishamid when it's Shalom B'Shas Alvah. But if it's B'Shas Alvah, what's the din? It's Mishamid. It's Mamish Mishamid.
Mishamid.
It will cancel alone. I mean, the Arishonim that argue on this, Tosis is making his own drasha here. Who says he's right? In fact, the Dvar Avram and Chelik Beis, Simin Yitzan Osei quotes the Chubis Ma'ri, that this was a Takanas Chachamim. Takanas to Rabbanan, that B'Shas Alvah is not Mishamid. He learns in Taisus that it's only Takanas Chachamim. Do you get that impression, Yosef? The Dvar Aram says, no way. It's Mashmur, it's an Iker Drosh, I mean, a Torah. Don't Don't say like the Ma'arit that it's a takanas chachamim. This is mamish a svarim in atayra. And what's the svarim? That since the lova can be put in the mashkon, he's not makiv the mabel the knaisoy. Your ability to pay me back, Yosef, your ability to pay me back doesn't stop me from acquiring it. So too the mashkon, you're not kind as well. But it's meshubit to you. It's toughest. And the fact that you can be potent is not makir the fact it's called achicha biyadecha. There's a special genus of asher. It's achicha biyadecha. It is in my hand. Even though I'm not kind of it. So please get that down. The Ma'arit learns this only at Takanas Chachamim. No way, says the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram gave speaker to the Rav. The Rav came from Europe to the Boston. He can paskin kol terakulu. The Dvar Avram gave him the smicha. He said he can paskin all areas. That was the Rav's smicha. Right? God willing to get me. I speak for himself. I'm going to go. Ask him why. You, ever saw? You didn't get the safer yet, did you?
By Yosef David?
Yeah. Did you get it? Yeah, I got to give it to you. Come on. Everyone else has it, yes?
What's the catch with...
The first Zamechemi. I gave it to him. Did I tell you guys I gave him the safer? He never saw the safer before. I just gave it to him. I was there in Israel.
He has a in the beginning. He has
yeah, but he never saw the safer before.
Oh, for some
yeah, he was so happy.
When did you learn with him?
Shalbim. Shalbim for 3 years.
He gave shir there?
Yeah, he gave shir to come twice a week. I used to get the petal in the summer.
He has a safer.
I used to get the petal. You know the petal? I love petal. Oh, no, the drink. And in the winter, the tea. Okay, you ready? Gomel Shemusha Yosem Yilimuro. Morak Subasu. Morak Brochus Dav Zion. Zion number base. Let's go, Stephen. You with me? Okay, you need a tissue?
Yeah, I just want to fill this out. Also.
Okay, let's go. Come on. Okay, let's go. So what did Tosis say? You got the Kiddush? That's Tosis Kiddush. Let's go. So you have to get it every day, 9 o'clock. I'll give you a safe. There's the Mechina at 9 o'clock, you have to take it. You'll be an Ish. We don't miss the Mechina. Go ahead, let's go. Okay, so it's a Dindi Raisa. Halacha L'maisa. Now, I want to point out to you, before you go on, Viter, Adam, okay, let's get it. Halacha L'maisa. It could be that the Pnei Yehoshua in Gittin says, without Reb Yitzchak, you with me? The Pnei Yehoshua says in Gittin, without Reb Yitzchak, I would not know that this Mashiach works half and half. This Kinyan Mashiach is L'chatzoyin. What do you mean by L'chatzoyin? That the Malv is Konet, as long as you don't pay me back, Yosef. Yes? So since we see that Shalom B'Shas Avah, it's kind of Ligobayna, so we see the Mashiach works a little bit half and half, it works half and half, even though it's a kind of chatzoyin. So too, let it work B'Shas Avah, to the fact that what? That as long as you don't pay me back, I'm Zoichel Mafreya. You're that slur?
Yeah.
The Pnei Yehoshua says the whole concept of a mashkin is esoteric, that it works a kind of chatzoyin, meaning it's mine until he pays it back. So if it's mine until he pays it back, so that's a very mechudish animal. But maybe you could say that similar type of svar that works b'shas avah too. That if he doesn't pay the law of the lomais, he'll be zochel l'mafreya. Okay? So maybe that's what you could say, halacha l'maaseh, that if the law doesn't pay, he's zochel l'mafreya, it's always my property, it's not mashamit. You know what I'm saying? Since it's an esoteric kingdom ben, that's like works halfway, shalom b'shas avah, will extend it even b'shas avah. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua learns our tesis. Because it's such a very beautiful chiddush. It's like a halfway kingdom. So if the halfway kinyan only works shalom b'shas avah, it's bachos kona mashka, but only like works halfway, so it'll work halfway also what b'shas avah. That's the svara l'maisa. However, the stipler gives another svara. I want you to get this. And this is al pi the shach in the simon yesh yam sham, simon ayin esif kontes, that says as follows. Why is it that, and this is what you brought up earlier, Ben, why is it that a bachos is not kona mashka b'shas avah? This is a new svara. What's a new svara? Because the lova has other property. Yes? The lova has other property that I could collect from. Listen, I lent you money. Why don't I come to your mashkin again? Because what's the din of shibudim? We've talked about shibudim mortgages. When I lend you money, if you can't pay me cash, what can I do? I can take your parking lot. I can take your house. Uh-huh. So therefore, if I can take your other property, why do I hold it on the mashkin? That's the shach svara. It's a beautiful svara. When the Shliach Bezin comes, the Shliach Bezin collects it. He grabs it. So therefore, Lefiza, even Bisman of all, you could say the Shibud strong enough that Mashkon, when the time would come to pay back, and the Lova doesn't pay, it would be mine. So Halach Lamaisin, I would not need what? I would not need a Gevirus Beis Din, Halacha L'maisa. Therefore, B'Shas Alva also there's a Shibu. There's a Shibu that when the time arrives, I'm coming to Mashkan L'Pirol, Halacha L'maisa. You follow me? In other words, the way the Shach wants to say it is that Shalom, B'Shas Alva is bad because why? That, why am I not calling it? Because I could get other property. Shalom B'Shas Alva, it's a slam dunk. The Beis Din comes and gets it. Done, you're done. Beis Din grabs it, the Shlich Beis Din. So that's a very powerful thing. That thing is so powerful, it spills over to even be what? Even to be B'Shas Alva. That I already have a Shibut that in the future, if the time comes, I'm going to get it. So that gives me something right now. That's what the youngest Elam wants to say. The youngest Elam. Remember we said yesterday the youngest Elam said? What did the youngest Elam say? Physical embodiment of the what? Of the Chov. I saw Dr. Brock a few weeks ago. I gave him a sefer. So I wrote an inscription. So he says, you're right. Looks like you're writing another sefer. He wanted to get going. He wanted to get in this car. He says, looks like you're writing another sefer. That's what he said to me. Sense of humor. He was so happy to sefer. Usually very stark. I told you I was the only guy who was being thrown out of the shir. I tell you that? Yeah, I just thought a course in Revel, Elisa. It's a course in Revel. History of Halacha. So that you know they have mixed boys and girls in Revel. It's graduate school. So every girl, nice to the girls, didn't throw it. But every boy threw out except me, because he claimed they weren't prepared. He says, you weren't prepared. Threw everyone out except me.
He threw out of the class, or he threw out
yes. just for not the out of the course, out of class for the day. He says, you're not prepared, don't come in. That's it. Done.
Is Dr.
Soloveitchik? Dr. Soloveitchik, Dr. Graf, we call him. Dr. Graf. He's named after Reb Chaim. His great grandfather. Yeah. So I saw him the 2 weeks ago. I gave him the sefer, and I wrote an inscription. And that's what the joke would tell him. I told him, hey, you're so funny. I didn't say that. I was going to say that to him. Okay, you ready? All right, let's go. All right, we got it? So that's the chiddush you want to suggest, okay? Very good. We got this chiddush. So what does Tosa say now? Shas alvah, what? It's enough to mekadesh a woman. What else? Can buy a button, buy karka, and also what? It keeps the loan intact that it's not canceled. Yes?
Yeah.
Because he had a gzeiras of custom. He had a gzeiras of custom. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you look in the Shach says in Simenai Beisiv Kontes, he says, you know why you're not koneh b'mashkin b'sman alvah? That's because he has other property. Mashkin, mashkin be based, and it's like l'guvayin. So b'sman alvah, if it's yadua, that he's not going to be able to collect. When it's Bisman Alva, if you know, Yosef, that I'm not going to be able to collect from other property, the Mashkin is over the Guvayim. So it's like Shlomo Shas Alva. So he wants to say, a Chov that hasn't paid up before Shviz, the second that I can't collect from other property because of Lo Yugos, and I can only collect because the Mashkin is behind, it's like a kind of Mashkin. The Shach's entertaining a similar swarm. Shach's saying it's like a Tzeres HaKosav, Halacha L'maisa. It's like a Tzeres HaKosav, Halacha L'maisa. I can't pressure, so it's like a Tashmish Yadecha. And therefore, what it keeps the loan intact, even a mashkin b'shas what, even b'shas alfa. That's a chiddush of Taisus. Okay, he says, where do you know, chov that hasn't paid before shvis. The second you can't collect from other property because of lo yugos, I can't pressure him for 30 days. Uh-huh. I can't collect for 30 days. So therefore, I can only collect from the mashkin that's in my hand. It's like I had the mashkin the whole time. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, it's a similar svar. It's a similar swar. What we're saying is that it was already intact. Okay, next one, Adam. Next category. Let's go, guys. Okay? Let's go, because we got to finish up the Tyson. I want to do something in Halacha. Go ahead.
The thing,
Yeesh,
the first paragraph called
Now he goes to a new category called what? Bayeroa Bayemotze. You can't see and find Chametz HaPesach. Not only can you not eat it, right? Correct? Bayeroa Bayemotze. Go ahead. We got to schedule a lunch, Ben. Let's schedule a lunch. 2 weeks, right? Let's schedule, okay? Two weeks. Let's do lunch.
Next Thursday.
We'll do a lunch, okay? Now just think about Pesach. Okay, I got to prepare all this shiurim for Pesach for the hotel. Let's go. Go ahead. Yesh Lafarish. What'd you say?
Are you staying us the hotel?
Couldn't hear you. What?
Are you staying us the hotel?
Yeah, that I can't do. Oh. Boys, that I can't. There's no room.
Worth a try.
There's no room. There's never any rooms. There's never any rooms. Go ahead. Chen Yesh Lafarish. Go ahead. Let's go. Chen Yesh Lafarish. Go ahead. Chen Yesh Lafarish. Pirkol Shaw. Go ahead. Bahi Yisrael.
Shalova as a Obed Shalavim al Chazmo Aper al Pesach Ober Lari Mayor.
Oh, excellent. What's the case? A Jew lends money. We know Hilva means lends. lends money to a goy, and what's the collateral the goy gives you? You don't want it, but he gives you chametz. Yes? He gives you chametz. Can you believe that? You lent the goy money before Pesach. The Zman Piron comes on Pesach, even after Pesach, let's say. And what happens? He has no money. And what was the collateral? The chametz. So comes out, Zman Pesach, I had chametz what? Of a goy that really was mine. Am I over or not? Correct. That was Bishas Alvo. Go ahead and Mefarish Asum. I'm over by your Rabbi Matzah. Mefarish Asum. It's Bishas Alvo. That's what Hilvel always implies, Ben. Hilvel implies it was Bishas Alvo.
Before Pesach?
Yes, I lent the money before Pesach, and he gave me the chametz. Lamai said, write that in there. But the loan is up after Pesach. So it turns out that what? I owned the Bishas Pesach. It's a horrible thing. Go ahead.
So
what's going on here? But I thought Bishas Alvo, you're not going anything.
Well, before Shas, we shouldn't have called there and you're hearing Krav Yitzchak.
Ah, and it says I'm calling Krav Yitzchak. Go ahead. No, Shalom Bishas Alvo, period. Bishas Alvo, go ahead.
Bishas Alvo, so can I lay, can you lay at Nami the image of the Karni?
Oh, what is that word? Shalach yataro. Anyone learn psachim? Hey, I'm a base. They're learning in the Tivari. I give a shir in the Tivari. Psachim. What does it say? Shalach yataro. Alatala aro. Shalachim shagavol.
You're almost someone else's.
You're allowed to see what? You're allowed to see someone else's. Shalach yataro. You can't see your own. You can see achirim shagavol.
That
achirim could mean a goy. Could mean another Jew. But lemaisa, what does it say here? Says, I'm done. I'm over in Israel by Rabbi Amatsa because why was mine? Why? I thought a Baal Chob was only going on Ashken Shalom B'Shas Alvo. You see, for purposes of by Rabbi Amatsa, what's the din? That you are considered to be Konin. Yes? You are considered to be Konin. So at the end of the day, what do you have?
At the end of the day,
Tos dug up what? Even though Konin, Master Shalom B'Shas Alvo, but B'Shas Alvo, you can what? Mekadosh and Isha. You can buy an Evan. You can buy a Karka. It can keep the loan intact. And also what? You're over by Rabbi Matzah. It's an amazing thing. Yes?
Yeah.
Amazing thing. Halacha l'mais. Now, what do you think the other Tosas would say to that? He would say, I'm sorry. The Gemara is talking about Shalom B'Shas Alvo, not B'Shas Alvo. See, the Gemara didn't say explicitly. Just Tosas is mashma, that it's talking about a mashma B'Shas Alvo. That's what you're going to have to say. But Lamaisa, it's a shaila how to read the Gemara. And Tosas is adamant, Halach Lamaisa, this did. Okay? That is enough of Kenan. So we got to come up with an area.
What were they?
You can Makadosh a woman, you can buy an Evid, you can buy Karka, it keeps the loan intact, and you're over by Rabbi Amatsa. Despite the fact that we say, Bachov, Eno Kona Mashma
Mishas Alvo. What is the
That I'm over by Rabbi Matzah, even though it was a mashkon b'shas alvo.
Even though
theoretically mashkon is not kona, yeah. But for purpose by Rabbi Matzah, I'm over. Yeah. Over the Rameir. That's what it means, over the Rameir. Okay? What does the Rameir mean? Because Chamin Shavar Lo Mapesa is an issue that you rise according to the Rameir. You're over according to the Rameir. Okay? Halacha l'maaseh. So this is an amazing thing. I mean, we found so many, we chisel it down, so in what sense you're not going to the mashkon?
Yeah.
You know? So that's what we've got to think about, okay? In what sense you're really not going to the mashkon? Because you dug up all these exceptions. Where you can make all these transactions.
Where do we say Evan and Karka?
Tosa said it. Tosa said, L'chashiv mo'amon, l'kadish bo'ishu, l'iknos bo'avad m'karkos. Tosa said it. So, you know, Mamono. So, I mean, Lamaisa, we got to think about that. We chisel it down so much. I mean, what's going on? See, the other Taisa says, forget about it. Balchov and a Kohen Master, as well as a zero. You can't be a Kaddish woman. You can't buy an Evan. You can't buy Karka. You can't. The loan will be canceled. And by the way, Mamatzi won't be over because I'll read that commercial about Shalom B'Shas Alvo.
Yeah.
You follow me? It's a fundamental machlokes, guys. Okay? Fundamental. We got a clear? As Pinchas said, though, the other is showing that throw out that distinction doesn't start because your Baal Chov's calling everything. The Rambam's all shy. But this is all within the prism of Taisus, where you buy that chiyuv. You don't say there the chiyuv come. Okay, you follow me?
Yeah.
All right, let's close with Allah. Okay, next 10 minutes, let's close with Allah. Okay, tomorrow we got a lot to do, guys. I want you guys to come up. I want you to come for 3 hours and learn. And then for sure, tell you. Okay? Four and a half hours. Whatever it is. Every day, guys. Please, please. Okay? Then we got to also plan on when we're going to have the Shabbaton, too. Okay? What Shabbos we want to have the Shabbaton? Either after Pesach or between Purim and Pesach?
This Shabbos.
This Shabbos too late. Why?
During Pesach.
Not during Pesach. Why you don't want to come?
He'll tell
you right now. You like the shul?
I love this. The challenge. I got the shul again.
Okay, good. What about the drush? You like the drush? You like the drush? He's already like a ball boss. Okay, ready? Okay, let's go. I want to talk about the following topic called Amir Ksiva Kedibor. What is Ksiva Kedibor? Writing is like speaking for a lot of different areas. Please get them down. Number one, bless you. Number one, can I use this? Ksiv is like Dibra. It comes from the Rabbana Altair, that's what's Parsha. Rashi says that Yisro spoke to Moshe. Rashi says, I need Shliach. Yes? He didn't speak to him himself, it was through an agent. The Rabbana is holy in Rashi. You know what the Rabbana says? He wrote him a letter. He wrote him a letter, but it says Vayomer. You see from the Rabban, let's get it, that Ksiv is Kedibor. Okay? Because it turns to Vayomer, but he wrote it. And then he quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that says the same thing. And he wrote him a letter, and the Navi says, or the Ksuvim say Vayomer. Now, I want you to get this now. I'm going to give you 5-6 areas in Halacha where Ksiv is Kedibor. Number one, a Shvuah. This came up a lot when guys want to get out of the draft.
The Israeli draft?
The American by Vietnam. They used to have to write something. An oath. You know, Halacha L'maisa, that they were going to, you know, a lot of guys said they were in yeshiva and they weren't in yeshiva. And they were draft dodgers. So they had to take a shvua. What have you do a shvua b'ksav? Is that binding? According to this, it's binding. A shvua b'ksav would be binding. That's number one. Number two, the nephew of Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote his uncle, Rav Wolf Eger, wrote his uncle Rabbi Kiva Eger. He was during Sfiras Omer, he was writing a letter to someone at night, and he dated the letter according to the night of the Omer, and he hadn't yet counted. Do we treat that as if you've counted? Yes, l'chumra. You would only count later without a bracha. Because the din is that ksiv is kewat? Ksiv is kedibur dam. And therefore, Lamaisa, don't date the letter before. Number three, we know that it's a terrible isser to learn Torah without Birkas HaTorah. It's an isser. In fact, that caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara in the Dharm. Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. Can you wake up in the morning and write down Divrei Torah before Birkas HaTorah? Ksivus HaTorah. We paskin? No. Number one, because ksiv could be dibor. Number two, you're not allowed to think in Torah. Machlokes mechaber in the gol. Are you allowed to think in Torah before Birkas HaTorah? Machlokes mechaber gol. Are you allowed to think in Torah?
What does mechaber say?
Mechaber says you're allowed to. The gol argues you're not allowed to. Allah Chalamaisa. Gisa b'yom v'lalo. So you should always say Birkas HaTorah when you get up. You get up, what do? You do washvet negavash. 4 times according to the Gaon, 3 according to the Ramah. Yes? I do 4 on each hand. Then you go to the restroom. Then you come out and do it again. You wash 4 times, you say the bracha netilas adayim, asher yatzar, and alakai nisham. Then you say birkas hatoyer, which is laso, baharevna, and asher bacharbanu. You got that?
Does
everyone got that clear?
Why don't people say like those psukim? That's shum shum.
Not be
done.
You mean Modani?
No. Psukim.
Which Psukim?
Like I don't know. The Psukim
that
in the Siddur, it says like to say.
Oh, you mean by Rishi Shachman?
Yeah.
It's like Modani. That's why. It's not a problem. It's Divrei Shvach to a Kodesh Baruch. You could say Divrei Shvach to a Kodesh Baruch or Birkas HaTorah.
It's all before you get dressed?
Yes, you could do it before you get dressed. Correct. Or you could do it after you get dressed. Doesn't make a difference. But you got to follow the. You do 2 sets. But you should do Negavash before you go to the restroom, unless you got to go really badly. Then there's an issue of holding it in. So you really theoretically could go without washing your hands, but you don't want ruach ra in your hands when you go to the restroom.
Why
so
do you
it's
wash,
better to wash your
why
hands
do you wash
first.
The second time?
Because you can't say a bracha when you gotta go to the bathroom. So no. Wash your hands thoroughly the 4 times, go to the restroom and then come out and then you do the bracha. But al kind of show must follow shayatsu.
Why do you wash
why do you wash the second time?
Because you can't say the bracha of the two.
So why do I say bracha? You already washed. It's already over lasiyasa.
No. You wash your hands, get rid of the ruach ra. Because there are three reasons why we wash our hands in the morning. Get rid of the ruach ra, a chanel tefillah, and a bria chadash.
So you did that already the first time.
I did that, get rid of the ruach ra. Well, no, but I can't say a bracha on that.
The water doesn't make a difference. The water.
No, but I can't say a bracha on it. I have to go to the bathroom.
So that means you can't make a bracha ever.
It's not a problem. Not a problem. I can do it again.
Why? Your mashal can say, okay, I don't want
the water. Yeah, I can do it again. I want this netilah to be for the bria chadash. Or for the chanel tefillah. Yes, definitely works. The first one is to get rid of the ruach ra. The second one is for the bria chadash.
It seems like
a bracha. No, it's not a bracha. Not at all. Malach lomais. Why is it brachah l'tol? No,
makes a difference.
The bria chadash. I'm doing it for the bria chadash. The only reason why I did the first one is to get rid of the ruach ra.
Mashal makes a difference.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, so what's the area we got now? What was the first area? Shvua. What's the second area? Sfiras Omer. What's the third area? Birkas HaTorah. Yes? Number four. What about Sheker? What about Sheker? The Marsha is a line of Mabasa Daf Yudalid. How can Moshe Rabbeinu write the Yomas Moshe? He wasn't dead yet. His obituary. So he has a line there that people have taken out of context, which is not true. Marsha just meant a derech hadrush, that there's no issur of siva b'sheker. Very difficult, Marsha. He only meant it al pi derech hadrush. Of course it's us. You can't fill out a false tax return. You guys are accountant, Adam. You know. It's an issur, right? You can't falsify a tax return. It's an issur sheker, even miksav.
What if you bribe the guy?
Okay? Midvar sheker tirkach. The Torah says, midvar sheker tirkach. Midvar speaking. No! Dibur k'ksiva. It's even an issue by Shekhar, yes? Okay. Next area. Let's go. Next area. Let's get it. You're never allowed to call your parents by the first name. Or your Rebbe by your first name. Are you allowed to write their name? According to many Gedolei Achronim, you're not allowed to. Because of this same concept, Ksiva Kedibor.
Internet's okay.
You say Mr.
Because it says we have to say their name.
Say Mr. Can you say Mr.?
No,
I'm saying before the name, before the first name. Mr. Whatever.
You put it in there.
No. That would get out of it. Or you have no choice, you have to be making like the other post. But you know how, but you know how people call their parents? You know how people call their parents by the first name? It's disgusting. It's not the Kovadik, no? Never saw that? There are people that do that. There are people that call their in-laws by the first name. It's not the Kovadik. You don't call your in-laws by the first name either. It's not the Kovadik. So the Isra of Ksiva is what? The Isra of Ksiva is Kedibor. So you have to be very cognizant of that up your din. Okay? Now, I want to just close with when I was talking about Birkas HaTorah.
What about
so these are the areas. What'd you say?
When you
very excellent. Very excellent. What about if you have no choice? And I had this just now, because I had to send someone for a Shiva minion. Someone came into shul, and I was in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. I couldn't be Mopsik, so I wrote down where to go, the address. There, that's a kulu, holding like the pulse from Ksiva's Naki Dibor.
I was on the field of Paschkes, that you can do that.
Okay, good. That's what we did. The Salmas Chaim.
Yeah.
Yosef Chaim Zonifel. Very good. Okay.
What about Eidus?
Oh, that was the next story I was going to get to. Excellent. What do you say about Eidus? Are you allowed to write down Eidus? So if you're in front of the Beis Din, Allah Lamaisa, if you're in front of the Beis, you're allowed to write it down. The Rabbi Natan even has a bigger chiddush. If you have the ability to say it, then you can send it in through a letter. If, however, a person's an Elam, God forbid, a mute, where he doesn't have the ability, that's a problem. Kol Roy Labila, ain't Bila Makevis Bo. He's not Roy. He can't say it over, so he can't write. But the other scenarios where we said you're writing, we're assuming that Ksiva is Kedibor, and for Avis it would be one to be acceptable.
So Suma can do it in front of the Besdin?
What did you say?
Suma can do it in front of the Besdin.
According to Sir Chief, this Lamaisa. Suma is Kashal Avis. So Suma can
say
it over. He can write it also.
Yeah, but a lot of these you can say it's not because of Ksiva Kedibor. Like a bunch of these you can say that the underlying
is not Ksiva. But there is a notion of Ksiva Kedibor, we're saying one Lachurma, one Lakul. So I want to just close with this. We've got a Birkas HaTorah. Please get it. You got to make sure you always say Birkas HaTorah. If you don't remember what you say Birkas HaTorah, when you say Birkas HaTorah, you say what? You have a recha of the Torah Shem Ksav, you say Eilu Tvar and the Torah Shem Alpeh, right? Right on the spot, you say Torah Shem Ksav, Torah Shem Alpeh. What if you don't remember to say Birkas HaTorah? When you daven, You should have in mind, Yushami says, you say, Abba Rabba, let Abba Rabba count for what? Birkas of Torah, but you must learn immediately after davening that shows the Abba Rabba also counts for Birkas Shmini Mitzvah and for Birkas of Torah.
Okay.
Now, what happens if you don't remember the Siddur Kind of Shoma in the morning?
Say it again.
Say it.
No, well, you should say, the Mishnah Berurah says when you say Mechai Vesim Shmon Esrei, have that in mind as well.
Oh.
Okay, everyone have an excellent day. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay? Yeah. All right, very good. Okay, good, guys. Go ahead.
It's good.